Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, buddy.
Today is an election day.
Oh, yeah.
It's an off-year election, meaning no president to vote for. So some folks think it's not as important. But it very much is. Because the people we elect locally have arguably a bigger impact on our lives than any federal person. And we have a chance to keep corrupt and crazy elected officials out of office in our towns.
Good.
Lord knows, in the break room, we have covered a ton of them. And what would election day in our area be if we did not have a judge in hot water for the stupidest thing you've ever heard of?
Really?
On election day.
Damn.
You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, we'll jump right into it. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Let's take a ride out to Wolcott.
Wolcott?
That's where we find 67-year-old David Miller.
That's an old-ass judge.
Well, I mean, you know, you want a wise judge.
The old Judge Miller?
And yeah, he's a judge for the county of Wayne. It's a big-time position.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the whole damn county.
He's also got a part-time gig. He works at the Elks Lodge.
Okay.
Tommy, can you explain what the Elks Lodge is to our younger listeners?
So basically, it was like a boys club, because my dad was an Elk. And basically, it was like a clubhouse. They kind of philanthropic. They did some charity work. But basically, cheap booze, cheap food, take your wife out on a Friday night.
Okay. The Elks Lodge is where the trouble starts.
Okay, and it always does.
Authorities say that Judge Miller, working part-time at the Elks
Lodge. Was he a bartender?
He was a bartender.
Okay.
What it sounds like. Printed off and stole $9,498 worth of quick draw lottery tickets.
Wait, quick draw?
Well, he was working on September 27th.
So this is one shift.
That sounds like it's one shift if the allegations are true.
How much?
$9,498 worth of quick draw lottery tickets.
Oh, my God.
How many tickets is that?
About 9,498 of them? No, I mean, you can go one, two, three. It depends.
It depends.
How much you bet.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying.
By the way, that's a lot of paper.
It's a lot of paper, Tommy.
Right.
It's a lot of paper.
Like, you had to put in another roll.
Like, I wonder on average how many quick draw players they get every night there. How much above average that would be.
In the middle of, yeah.
Well, out in Wolcott.
Yeah.
So the good news. The tickets won $4,164.
Well, at least it paid off for him.
I actually didn't, because you have the small matter of the $5,334 that he still owed
that
the machine.
Owe.
Yeah, how is he going to get away with that?
I don't know. Can we stop for a second?
Yeah.
I just don't get what the plan was.
Okay, well, I think the plan was to win more than what he was and then pay it back.
All right.
Was he playing quick draw, thinking he'd be able to get ahead without paying money? Because if that's
Or hit on a big one.
Okay, because if that's the case, have you never played quick draw in your life?
So what's the biggest amount you can win on quick draw?
You can win tens of thousands of dollars.
Okay, all right.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Anyone that has ever played quick draw, and I'm one of those people.
Oh, yeah.
You don't play to win money. You play to yell at a TV screen at a bar.
You just sit there zombied out.
Give yourself something to do.
I have been playing quick draw since I was a teenager.
I've never known anybody to hit, like, big money.
I've never won more than $5.
Like, enough to cover your last quick draw ticket.
That's exactly what it is. You just roll it into more quick draw. Like, he works at the lodge. He sees people play quick draw. He knows what the odds are.
Right.
I'm not exaggerating. I may have spent $10,000 in my life in quick draw and have won $75.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the judge has been charged with third-degree grand larceny. He's got a court date coming up. Maybe he knows someone that can help
him. Yeah, maybe your buddy.
He has also been suspended.
What?
As the case continues.
Yeah. But there is a shift opening up at the Elks.
What the hell is it with judges in our area and allegations of the crazy?
It has to be arrogance of like, you're above the law, mm-hmm. or because you're on the inside.
You'll take care of it later.
You know where the levers are and how to beat the system. It has to be one of those two things.
Okay. But it's become so unpredictable. Like, it's not even one particular type of crime every time.
No, it's all over the place.
It's
jilted lover, cash.
Yeah, it's taking advantage of people.
Toilet seats.
It's wild, the range of crimes we've talked about.
I will
about.
Say, they do spread it out.
But that's just
they
it.
They don't stick to one area.
Look, Kimmy's right. We've had some cases, which we'll recap in a second here, where it's like, yeah, the judge can get himself out of this. There is no way a judge can get himself out if the allegations are
but
true.
But they have to have that feeling they do, mm-hmm. that arrogance or entitlement or something with the position of power. It has to corrupt their heads.
I mean, look.
Maybe it's that damn robe.
Is that what it is?
Maybe we should get rid of the robe.
Well, no, you would think the robe would give you all the blood flow to your brain you need. It's very flowy.
A lot of going on we don't know about under that robe.
Like, these judges getting arrested, it just doesn't stop. We've had
the pile of judges.
We've had stalkers. We've had assaults in strange ways. We've had judges arrested for DWI.
Make it sound like a Toby Keith.
But it really is.
We got stalkers and gawkers. Quick draw losers and bartenders. I love this Elks Lodge bar. You just went too far, son.
We've had a woman arrested for DWI, convicted of DWI, stopped showing up to work, kept getting arrested for drinking, violating probation, went to Thailand.
Yeah, I've had the Thailand trip.
While she was supposed to be working, refused to go back on the job, kept getting locked up for that, and it was like 18 months before she lost her job.
Yeah, she was getting paid.
That was just one judge. But by the way, our favorite judge crime story ever that we've covered on this show, and I'm going to speak for all
of
us.
Probably one of the first we covered.
It happened all the way back in 2013. You're right. A 54-year-old town justice claimed he was jumped outside of a court by two, quote, thugs after an arraignment. He said he was choked and he was beaten with a toilet seat lid. Police found shards of the broken toilet seat lid around him when they arrived at the scene, but became suspicious when none of his injuries were from being choked or hit over the head.
Yeah.
Turns out he faked the attack.
He attacked himself.
Yes, with a toilet seat lid to get, and I quote, a lifetime supply of pain medication. The medical bills that he caused himself cost $40,000, which ended up being charged to the county or state, whatever he was working, right? And that guy ended up getting arrested. If I remember correctly, he also worked for the town cemetery while being the justice.
Well, usually these guys out in the country, they have, like you said, another job.
Sure.
Yeah. It's like a part-time position.
But I always thought they were like store owner or I didn't think
they
dug holes.
Farms, they own ranches. Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about 67-year-old David Miller. He is a judge in Wayne County, for the county. He's suspended right now. He was arrested after working as a bartender at the Elks Lodge, according to the story. He printed off $9,498 worth of Quick Draw tickets and did not pay. He won $4,161, which is good.
Okay.
The bad news, he still owed $5,334, which it seems was unpaid. You know, we were laughing about how much can you win.
Yeah.
John, who writes us with all the Elks Lodge news in Wolcott, says on Instagram, a patron in the Wolcott Elk Lodge just won $10,000 on a Quick Draw ticket.
10 grand?
Oh.
Wow.
Do you think he saw that and thought it's just a
matter
of time?
Yeah, what happened first?
What are the...
I know.
You have to know odds.
Right.
Yes.
You would think if it had just happened, probably not going to happen
right,
for you.
Right?
Let's kind of dry it up for a while.
There is no better day than today for this story to hit the news.
Mm-hmm.
Local elections matter. Man! Like, when you don't care and you just pull a lever for your team, whatever, you end up with stuff like this.
But here's the problem.
Don't do it.
You don't know this
because
we're always talking about it after the fact. Like, but if you Google this guy before that, if he doesn't have any priors, you don't know he's going to pull this move.
You don't know that because you never Google anybody.
Well, but
that would come out.
Would it? Maybe it has.
But if he hasn't done anything.
If he's not accused of a crime or anything. Like, I guess, how would you do that research?
You can't.
There are people.
Unless you know this person personally, or maybe you know some people that have stories.
Unless you
about
belly
this
up to the Elks Lodge, and by then he may have just been a great bartender, great guy.
By the way, quick thing. John just wrote us, said he was kidding. Nobody hit for 10 grand at the Elks Lodge. Thanks a lot, John. Now I look like an idiot. That's why we don't trust listeners with information, dick. No, here's the thing. There have been people in the past, these judges and politicians, where there were things in their past that if you simply would have Googled, you would have seen. It just doesn't make the big news.
All right.
I just don't
get it. How much digging are you going to do, man?
All I am asking is for 15 minutes to check out who you are voting for today. That's it. And I understand that's probably not enough either. But it's at least you tried.
All right.
No, don't all right, because you're not going to do it. You're such a dick.
You voted once, you voted for all of them.
No, you haven't, actually. People died for this.
I know.
No, you don't.
People died. Some people got attacked by toilet seats. There's been a lot of sacrifice.
252 WCMF. I wonder, I mean, it's Grand Larceny he's looking at. It's $5,334.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So did he just walk away from it all and not pay it and just think, man, nobody will notice?
I mean, I don't.
I'm just surprised, like, in that moment. You wouldn't try to like
cover it up.
Where are you coming with? But where are you coming up with $5,300 with?
Know.
I mean, that's a good question. I don't know unless they found out that he was printing these tickets off before. Who the hell knows? But it does say this happened on September 27th, and this story did not hit the news until this past weekend. And we would have done it yesterday. I'm glad we didn't because it didn't come out that he was a judge until today.
Oh.
The story hit over the weekend that a guy and I was like, "Oh, this is a funny story." That It also blows my mind, and we've talked about this in the past, but I want to bring it up again. The amount of judges that we've had getting arrested for doing illegal things. How every one of the cases they've ever presided over doesn't get brought back up again.
Anything that has to do with anything related to their crime they're accused of.
No, I don't even mean related to their crime. Okay, so like, let's say this judge presided over, you know, 100 cases last year, right? His job is his judgment.
Mm-hmm.
If the allegations are true here, I would argue his judgment is poor.
Okay.
Like if you're somebody that went to jail or had to pay a huge fine
because of
something,
a decision he made. How with this guy or one of the other dozens of judges we've talked about, when they are arrested for a crime that shows maybe their judge is convicted of a crime, their judgment is off, how is their judgment okay to convict me of something, but not okay now to be a judge, period?
So you lack good judgment, Judge.
Yes.
So you got to retry all them cases?
I would have to. How would you not? But that never happens.
No.
That never happens. How is that not a thing?
I guess because, like, in this particular case, has nothing to do with the job of when he was on the bench, maybe?
I disagree.
So you don't have any leverage, legally.
I disagree. His judgment here, if the allegations are true, was poor. Right. What is his job again?
Well, he judged.
Okay.
He's a judge and judge.
Yeah. Laying down the law.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a lawman.
Like, you know, you wouldn't hire a police officer that can't shoot a gun straight, even though the overwhelming majority of the time, that officer's not going to fire his gun. My old man's never fired his gun 40 years on the job.
Never pull his gun out.
Nah, it's like $1 million in a bank. But I'm saying, in the grand scheme of
things,
All right, so
if you're bad if you have bad judgment, we have to review all your cases.
Well, I think that would...
But bro, that could get expensive.
Okay, but that's my
point.
Like,
you could
here.
Break a county's
Agreed.
Budget.
But I think that's what I'm getting at here. Is these jobs are important jobs.
Oh, they are.
And if you made that the consequence, maybe people would be a hell of a lot more careful about who they're putting in office, and towns and counties would come up with a way to vet these things. Okay, shut up. You don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
Shut up. Go out today. If you are going to vote.
Investigate.
Just take 15 minutes.
Dig a little
Google.
Deeper.
That's
Google.
Yes.
Yes.
So we're going to go to commercial. Take the time to Google.
Well, I'm going to jump right on.
God, I
guys.
Hate you so much. All right, let's take a break.
Larry Petrowski. Good guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes teenage hijinks are okay.
No, sure.
And as pissed as you might be being the victim of something like this, in the long run, it's really not that big a deal.
All right.
That being said, although this person is technically a teenager, there is a debate to be had.
What happened?
Well, this age makes the story less Halloween fun and maybe a little sad.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Some Halloween hijinks the night before Halloween.
What happened?
A teenage boy was arrested at the Finger Lakes Mall after deputies say he was throwing eggs at cars. So here's the thing. He was actually
old school. And he's at the mall.
So he was arrested the night before Halloween, but police say the incident actually happened on October 12th, just before 1 o'clock in the morning. But yes, at the Finger Lakes Mall.
At what time?
Just after 1 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning?
1 o'clock in the morning.
Wait a minute. He's at the mall?
It said the Finger Lakes Mall. Now, I don't know if that's the outlet mall or there was also something on like...
But what cars?
I don't know.
1 o'clock in the morning.
Do they have like a haunted house out there to fill some mall space like a lot of places do?
But it's 1 o'clock. Who would be there?
Security?
They just keep hitting the same car.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up.
What's that?
The weird part of this story...
And he's alone.
Yeah, if you're going to throw eggs at cars, you're going to throw them at moving cars, right, Tommy? Try and hit them on the move? That's the fun?
Well, something, yeah.
Teenager was arrested for throwing eggs at parked cars.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And we keep saying teenager, and technically that's correct, but almost not, because the suspect arrested in this story... 19.
Oh, my God. This is bad.
Yeah.
Bro, this is bad.
I'm going to start with Kimmy.
Yeah.
Kimmy, mm-hmm. How do you feel about a 19-year-old alleged egg chucker?
You're too old, bro.
Little old?
Yeah.
Little old in the egg chucking tooth?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you're doing it at parked cars. Like, where's the fun in that?
Would you agree with this, Tommy?
Oh, it's as sad as it gets, man. Like, you should... Oh, God.
I mean, 15-year-old kid, I totally get it.
But you don't even have an audience.
No.
You're a lone egg chucker in the middle of the night.
You're not even drunk with friends or something.
Right.
Where I could justify like how things got to this point. Yeah.
Now, like, we don't know if he had other people with him. We do know he was the only one arrested for doing this, right? Which would also, I mean, I'm kind of with you, man. At 19, if you're chucking eggs, you might be doing it alone at parked cars.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my question.
So I'm looking at the Finger Lakes Mall, by the way. It looks like it's in Auburn. It's just like a very small cluster.
Oh, I know which one that is. That's
businesses.
Is that the one with the Bass Pro Shop in it?
Okay. Yep.
I know exactly the place. Yeah, they do have a haunted house out there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that being said,
yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Where is the age where teenage hijinks go from understandable to sad? Is it before 18 or is it?
Careful how you answer this question.
Because, like, I'm with you. I think we're all in agreement 19 is too old for teenage hijinks.
Like, once you're out of high school, I think you're kind of done with that kind of stuff.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing. There are plenty of 19-year-olds that are still in high school.
True, but maybe you should be focused on high school.
Were they getting your doctorate in high school?
There is a way for you to not have failed a grade and be 19 in high school. It all depends on where your birthday falls.
Okay.
What slow-ass birthday, man.
Kind of rare.
It's not.
Who's your daddy, molasses?
I think. Who's your daddy, molasses? Go
home. Got a molasses daddy.
Go, he gets one free meal. All of a sudden, he quits working. You should be working harder for Bob paying for your meal. No, I mean, if he's still in high school, is it okay?
I think once.
What do you say? I say.
I think once girls show up in your, like, once you start pining for chicks and you want a girlfriend, that's when this stuff should go away because you should be more interested in girls or boys than this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, that's your transfer into adulthood.
Okay, so what's that age?
When do you become, like, sexually active as a teenager, 14, 15, like you're pining. I would say 14, 15-year-old boys are looking for a girlfriend.
No, but like 15, 16, 17, that's the age where this stuff shows up the most.
But that's sad.
No, but
like once you're sexually active and you're seeking it or you're looking at stuff, I think this stuff should go away.
I disagree. Yeah. I mean, I was banging chicks, bro, and still doing stupid stuff. Yeah,
like I would think guys think like they're showing off by doing this stuff. Like it could be a way to show a girl, I'm badass. Look at me throw these eggs at house. That's what you want to see.
I'm a rebel with an egg. Yeah.
I don't know if I would have done it in front of women. I mean, would you have been impressed, Kimmy, as a teenage girl?
No, but I knew guys that, like, they thought they were, like, race doing something. Like, they thought they were kind of, like, being badasses by doing something that, like, they could get caught for.
Maybe that, but, man, you're at the edge of this should be done. I think if you have a girlfriend... Mm-hmm. You're sad.
So you're saying you weren't looking for a girlfriend when you went to a water park at 30 and then shot fireworks
34,
at home.
34.
34.
What are we talking about?
So what were you doing then, though?
No, Kimmy, you left a lot up onto the story.
I know.
We got to make sure we have it all together. Tommy got up one day, got drunk with his friends, made an unplanned visit to a water park while wearing jean shorts, got wet, finished that up, continued to drink, and then at some point bought a bunch of fireworks, again at 34 years old, that he then went with women and shot the fireworks at his friends.
I want to say this.
Yeah.
Not one dairy product was launched during that entire event.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this 19-year-old. He was arrested the night before Halloween after police say he was throwing eggs at parked cars at the Finger Lakes Mall. He was the only one arrested. The incident actually happened on October 12th, and it sounds like Tommy, as much leeway as he wants to give teenagers, not giving any here.
No.
Let's talk to Seth. Hey, Seth. How are you, brother?
Good. How are you guys?
Good, man. What's up?
I have a theory. Scorned lover. Maybe the girlfriend was in the store hooking up with a coworker late at night. He found out, egged her cars.
But it says cars. How many cars does she own? She take three cars to work that night?
Somebody else's
her car. And the other person she's cheating with.
Okay.
Scorned lover egg.
All right. Scorned lover egg. All right, Seth, it's not. I don't know you, but it's not the worst theory you've ever had, buddy.
Thanks.
There goes Seth. All right. I mean, I'm surprised that he got there before you did.
Yeah, somebody seeking revenge on somebody.
All right.
I guess that could maybe lead to why you made that decision at 19.
All right. If it's
If
it's a personal issue,
okay.
Does that make this less sad?
It makes you way sadder.
Really?
Yeah, because what are you doing, man?
Are you
going to get her back?
Well, as bad as it is, I would argue it's less sad
because at least there's a motive.
Yeah, like there's a point. I'm not out here just like
you did it out of anger.
All right, so you're sad with a motive.
Yeah, still super dumb and don't do it. But it's not
pathetic.
Like,
it's a pathetic story that it's not even braggable. Like 20 years from now, you couldn't say you did this because people would go, "Man, that's just sad."
Yeah,
you know the age and the event just look pathetic.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing: like we have strange jobs. Right, where we talk about all of the pathetic things we've ever done in our lives. At least Tommy and I do. I know there's a vast treasure trove of Kimmy stories that we're just never going to hear.
Mm.
I'm lame. I don't do anything. My ass. Point I'm getting at.
Jeez.
That's right. Point I'm getting at is most people don't share these stories. So maybe this is more common than we think.
All right, so people are hiding it inside.
Well, yeah. Why would you admit as
I don't know.
Some guys brag about the stupidest thing.
I was going to say, like,
you know my story about the... We just broke it down.
Well, yeah, but we also make a living making ourselves look like asses, which is not hard, but we get paid doing that.
The calls we get, though, whenever we talk about these stories, I mean, guys do love to, like, look back fondly on these memories.
Because
no matter how
cool.
sad it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, but you
know, those are my younger years. But when I was 21.
34. You have bragged about the fireworks story.
Yes.
So who are you? Who are you to sit here and judge this boy?
I'm not.
Who is sinless launch the first Roman candle into his buddy's crotch.
I think I was caught up in that whole South Florida lifestyle.
Sure.
Alcoholism and water slides.
Yeah. What was it?
Fireworks.
It was cocaine cowboys and Roman candles. Romans. Steven writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, my kid got caught egging a house because his buddy had his Snapchat location on. That's dumb.
Oh, Jesus.
It's a lesson you'll learn and never do it again. So the smart thing to do is to turn off your Snapchat location while you're egging houses.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Don't actually do that. By the way, who's got the money to egg houses right now?
Yeah, I was wondering like how many eggs he brought along with him because you'd go through a dozen pretty quick.
Are eggs still up? I thought the eggs were down now.
Eggs are down, but everything else is up?
I have no idea.
Is that what it is? I don't know.
I don't buy the eggs.
What, you don't buy eggs?
My wife does.
Oh.
I don't know. Well,
you go to the grocery store every day.
I never buy eggs.
He just buys stuff for himself.
Wait. Stop. Hold on. Back up. Time out. Time out from the story. Sideways here.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Wegmans every single day.
Very much.
Every day. Yeah. And your wife still goes grocery shopping?
Yes.
Why?
Because like we run out of things. And usually it's the eggs. You know, she likes to bake and all that
stuff.
Sure.
Maybe. I'm just thinking out loud here. Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah, what do you think?
Maybe you could get the stuff she needs every day.
Okay, I know I purchased eggs, but I never look at the price.
Okay. Must be nice.
Well, I always figure you need them either way. Sure. How are you making this cake without an egg?
No, I hear you. Yeah. I mean, it seems like everything lately, you know, you don't look at the price. Like, for example, the bill that you let our boss pay for dinner.
Well, yeah, I am up almost $800.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
By the way, I texted him this morning. He hasn't texted me back, so I think he's mad at us.
He's never coming back.
Why?
Why, Kimmy? Why would he be upset?
Why?
Why would he be mad?
Well, you crammed him into some van with your sick ass turning.
Maybe he's not feeling well. Maybe 50 Shades of Blue.
That's probably what it is.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
What if you got him sick?
Okay, I know what you're trying to do right now. I know what you're trying to do.
This was all your planned event.
Yes, it was, because I was trying to pay him back for all the nice things.
And what'd you get for it? What did I tell you about doing stuff?
What do you mean? You got a free deep meal out of it because you wouldn't open your alligator arms. Shut up.
You got screwed every way possible.
How did I get screwed?
You watched me skate on a meal. You got sick.
Yeah.
At a game you were dying to go to. You had this great vision of Bob having a time of his life, only to watch him basically puke into your shoes.
No, I didn't. I didn't puke on the bus. I was close. I held it together.
So he didn't have fun.
He said he had fun.
He's dying to get back to. He's the first guy ever dying to get back to Kansas City.
All right, let's take a break.
Like, he probably got out like the Pope and kissed the ground.
The Rock Holiday Village will be opening in just a couple of weeks.
Ooh, boy.
And once again this year, they are getting national accolades.
No kidding.
USA Today had their USA Reader's Choice Award for the most festive destinations for Christmas holiday time in America, and they are on it.
Really?
How?
What do you mean how? It's great, man. It's very unique.
It is very unique. But I just, like, there are cities that dedicate the whole, their whole downtown.
How about Rockefeller Center?
Is Rockefeller, what are you, Jay-Z? What are you, Jay-Z?
Rockefeller.
Rockefeller.
Shout out to my Rockefellers.
That's not.
No, Rockefeller Center, man. That's like a major, like, Fifth Avenue.
I'm sure it's on there.
It's probably on there. But I'm just thinking, as great as it is, I would think it'd be too small to land on a list.
Nope, it's
hokey.
Yeah. It's there. It's
and what
do
they got?
It's not hokey. It's great.
It's brilliant.
It's just a smaller scale than most places.
Why are you so anti the Rock Holiday Village?
Artisanal mustards and beads. It's basically Cold Park Ave Fest.
Okay. By the way, Park Ave Fest didn't survive. This keeps growing and growing and growing. For example, there are new offerings this year.
Ooh, what do they got?
We have new events including Trivia Night, which is big. Trivia Night, always big. A floral class you can take.
Wait, whoa, stop now. Flowers.
Yeah, flowers. And the Winter Wonderland Run, which seems like a race they will run in the winter time.
You're
going to
get a crowd for that.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Like a 5K or something.
What else could the Winter Wonderland Run be?
Mm.
By the way, so last year, they've been nominated for Best Ice Skating Rink and Best Holiday Market. It's the second year in a row they've been recognized. Last year, it ranked third for ice rink and sixth for holiday markets nationwide.
So we came in. All right, so it's a top 10.
Yes, of course it's a top 10. You've never, you've been once, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you should know this stuff. I find it funny that you walk in with such a negative attitude because you already ran your mouth so much that you cannot understand how valuable that is to us.
I understand. It's great for business, but it's just, walk around, it's cold, it's damp. Like, I left my house,
but
man,
you're
with
going
a fireplace.
In knowing that. I mean, that's part of the. I mean, if you're going to a winter holiday festival, you're expecting it to be cold, and actually, you're probably hoping for snow.
Yeah. No, but that's true.
Maybe I'll slip and break a hip.
Everyone's hoping for that.
And they have, like, the heaters all around. They have
those
fires going.
But those heaters never do squat. You almost got to dry hump the goddamn thing to get warm. If there's any breeze, it's just
indoor,
going in one direction.
Tented bar area.
Yes.
All heated.
Yes.
I mean, basically, it's just a drinking fest. Yeah, get your cider.
Not at all.
Here's some.
It could be.
Well, for the adults, you can go have drinks.
Band.
They have bands. They have
strollers everywhere.
Yeah, the ice skating is a huge draw.
Yes, it is.
I wonder, Kimmy. So now they have a couple of hotels down there.
Yeah.
I wonder if that makes the event bigger.
Gotta sell it out, man.
No, I'm being serious.
People coming in from all around.
I mean, how far? I guess are people traveling
from all over?
Where you'd stay?
The top 10 tourist destination.
Kimmy, I could see my wife asking, hey, let's spend the night so we can go have all the drinks we want,
stumble back
to our hotel and have a good time. It's right there.
Or you could just stay home and drink.
You're such a miserable prick, man.
Oh, yeah. You love leaving the house to go get cold and walk around and look at beads. And maybe get a high-end muffin. It's got, like, macadamia nuts in it.
There's nothing there for you. I get it. Like, you don't eat. You're picky about what you drink. Like, none of this applies to somebody like you.
And
but there's something for everybody else there.
But you see, like, when I go with my wife, and I'm going with my wife and my stepdaughter,
She
ran into, like, four different groups of people that she knew.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Which means now we got to stand there and talk.
Oh, no, you got to talk.
You're going
it
there
sucks.
Hoping to run into people you know.
It's one thing to run into people that Wegmans, because at least you're in Wegmans. I'm in this dank ass festival mart, and it blows, literally.
I enjoy the Rock Holiday Village, and here's the thing. There are things we will have to do for the holidays. Every husband listening. Yeah. I would much rather do that than have to go out to Skinny Atlas for that or whatever.
I'll take Skinny Atlas. At least I get a lunch and I'm inside.
No, because you're a bitch. Ooh, it's a high-end town. I belong here, so I say, because I scammed my way into Pittsburgh, much like I scammed a free dinner for my boss on Saturday night. I talk like this. I'm talking. But you think you belong in that town, and you don't. You don't belong in that town.
They keep asking me back.
You're a boil on the ass of Pittsburgh and Skinny Atlas.
They take my money, don't they?
252 WCMF. Once again, Rock Holiday Village is getting national acclaim. There was another story I saw, and I didn't grab it, and I should have, that says it's now being used as a model for other cities that want to do it.
You know, I want to say, because, I mean, it's cute, but I don't see it being like a top 10 attraction in the country. Okay. So that means there's other ones that must really suck.
Well yeah.
Like in other towns.
Yeah.
But they keep doing it. Like, there's just a barrel with a fire.
You mean the show?
And one guy doing, like, hums. What's that?
You mean the show?
Yes.
Take it back. Do-do-do-do-do. No, but that's, I think, the reason why this is so remarkable.
Yeah.
Is you're right. Any city can take a couple of tables, set up an outdoor winter market, put out fires, and that's your holiday village.
Yeah.
Rochester has taken this from its infancy.
They have not half-assed it.
Yes, they have gone all the way in. They have created a wintertime festival.
How about the igloo?
The igloos are huge.
They're sold out.
Bro, you're laughing.
laughing, buddy. I know people that have gone into the igloo and eaten and had cocktails.
No big deal. And you weren't invited, and you'll never be invited to my igloo.
Oh, sorry. You do it every year, don't you?
Well, not this year.
Off night. Your off night igloo bash. Come on, it's Tuesday.
Well, yeah, man, I can't afford a Friday or a Saturday. You know how expensive those igloos get on a Friday?
I got plenty of igloos in my house.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.